I grabbed up the nearest bunch of enemy souls. Just as I was about to reduce them to the ground, Kieran pushed out his hand. A blast of air ripped past me and sent their bodies tumbling across the ground. The souls I held popped out like champagne corks.
Well, that was easy.
Take out the rest of the enemy. Show them what you can do. When that's done, let's make a statement to that coward hiding in shadow.
Anger and pain rang through our connection. I'd ask him about that later. First, I needed to clear the field.
If I'm going to own this horrible soul stealer mantle, I should be death upon a pale horse, not a cat lady in her jammies.
Don't underestimate cat ladies in the jammies. Whoever had that office before you was probably more terrifying than any lunatic riding a horse.
Never own the mantle of death.
No?
You were not designed to be death, nor does your magic have just one purpose.
I knew it.
You are the yin and the yang of the living world. You can save a life as easily as you can destroy it.
Thank you.
Besides, you are not killing these people. You are simply setting their spirits free.
Tomato, tomato.
Though if that demigod of yours were death, he'd probably use a giant goldfish for a trusty steed.
Excuse me?
He's too cheap to buy something as cool as a pale horse.
Ugh. Wind from the line rustled my hair. Only it suddenly struck me that it wasn't wind at all. It wasn't relegated to the spirit world. And it wasn't only affecting me because I was working with spirit. It was the spirit, hovering all around me. When I drew power, I was unknowingly messing with that spirit and creating that movement. And if I'm creating it, I can control it.